Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, folks. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from our Business Radio X outpost here in Alpharetta. We're not in our normal spot inside Renaissance Bank, but we still love the folks there. And we love them because they're like real people. And imagine that in a big bank. So if you're tired of the 1-800 experience with your bank and you want to deal with real people with real answers, here's what you need to do. Go to renaissancebank.com, find the office nearest you. There are 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call and talk to a real person in the office because they answer the phone, and make an appointment and go see them. I endorse them because I've got clients that use them. I've used them. I know the work that they do, and they're terrific. So check them out. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Needy Dewan and Jerry Vereen, and they are with Atlanta 2020 Women on Boards. I'm excited to have both of you. Thank you, Needy and Jerry. Tell us a little bit about you and what you're up to with this organization.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having us today. I'm Jerry Vereen, and I'm an executive coach. I focus on performance alignment with leaders and their teams. And I bring a kind of a unique business perspective because I've had experience in IT, sales operations, project management, marketing, and HR. And I've had quite a diverse background. I've worked with Fortune 500 firms as well as startups, most notably Autotrader.com, where I worked for over 10 years, where I helped launch and build the organization. And we went from 1 million the first year to over 1 billion when I left in 2011.
Look at you.
We're really excited about talking about 2020 Women on Boards with you today. I bring over 15 years experience on nonprofit boards with a specific focus on governance and operations. And I think this organization is phenomenal in how it is supporting women and growing the diversity on corporate boards.
Awesome. So the idea here is that women have been underrepresented on corporate boards. Talk about what that trajectory looks like and how your organization addresses that deficiency.
Well, when we first started, it was over 10 years ago, there was hardly any women in the corporate boards. And now, for the first time in history, women hold 22.6% of the board seats among the nation's largest publicly traded companies in the Russell 3000. This is a 2.2% increase from 2019 and a 6.5% increase over 4 years. And what we've been doing is we've been really driving the gender diversity because there is research has shown that the corporations and the boards really profit from having diversity on their boards.
Yeah. So, John, I'll tell you the backstory of how all this came together.
Please.
So, about 10 years ago, two women, Stephanie and Mally, were in Boston, out there jogging in this beautiful fall weather. And they looked at each other and said, you know what? Have you noticed that there aren't enough women on boards? I mean, we are qualified women, and just like us, there are so many others who are well qualified to serve on these corporate boards. And bam, the 2020 Women on Boards initiative was born. And so back then, what's interesting is that we had about 14% of women corporate directors, which, you know, initially when you think about it, it sounds not too bad. 14%. But then on the other side, that means that 86% of these positions were held by men. And aren't we about 50% of the population? As well as in corporate world, we are serving, side by side in these great roles. So, you know, we've been steadily working on this goal to get at least 20% women on boards. And like Jerry mentioned, last year we exceeded that. And that's why this year we are having a celebration. It's a big celebration to our 10-year anniversary, as well as the fact that we have exceeded the 20% of our goal to get women corporate directors.
That's awesome. And actually, I just have to let folks in on this. So I was asking both of you, you know, why we're going to, why we're got the organization named Atlanta 2020, Women on Boards. And because in about 4 or 5 months, as we tape this show in September of 2020, that name will be obsolete. And you said that name's got more significance than just the year. And so that's pretty cool. So and that's a great goal that you're celebrating. Talk about how you got to that point. I mean, obviously making folks aware of the deficiency here, but part of it is letting us all know how companies benefit by having a more diverse board, right?
Yeah, very true. So, you know, several studies have come out, John, including from McKinsey, which basically corroborate higher profits by having more women corporate directors. And so it's not just an altruistic thing that we are doing by trying to get more women on boards. It's actually a great thing for shareholders, employees, and even institutional investors who are looking to get better ROI on their money. So all in all, it's a great thing for our society and for the business world. But, you know, when you look at it, about 60% of the board seats were expanded last year to include women. And I think what we are doing at 2020 Women on Boards is really making a difference by putting that subtle pressure on these companies, as well as, you know, educating them and educating the women on how to get on these corporate boards. And because of that, last year, several companies added extra board seats to add almost 941 women on these boards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to hammer this, but maybe I guess I am. And but it's a point worth hammering if that's what people want to accuse me of. But this is not just some feel good initiative that is about empowering women, although it is about empowering women, and they deserve to be empowered in corporate America, and they have not in many ways. I mean, we're only now getting the first CEO of a major bank, right? At Citicorp, yes. That just got announced. But this is about, from a selfish point of view, companies ought to be looking at this because the studies show their performance improves if they have a more diverse leadership and workforce. That's a fact. Jerry, you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. They show that companies that have in the top quartile for gender diversity are 21% more likely to outperform on profitability and 27% more likely to have a superior value creation. And they've shown where women bring very, you know, extreme benefits in the fact that they build better workplace relationships, they reduce company expenditure, and they make better decisions. And when I say that is because I'm saying is like when they build better working relationships, women really work to ensure that there is collaboration and consensus built. And they also use that consensus building to consult others in decision-making processes, which gives a cooperative feel in the firm. And when we're working with people that we work and like to get, you know, a lot more, then we're going to work to make sure that the board is making the right kind of decisions. And they say having just one woman on a board cuts the risk of bankruptcy by 20%.
Really? Wow. That's a stat I had not heard. That's very interesting. And your explanation of decision-making and how that changes really fits the way the workforces are changing, right? And younger folks coming into the workforce are looking for that kind of environment, right?
Absolutely. And what's really interesting, I was reading an article the other day in Harvard Business Review, and it talked about companies and corporations really have to start taking into account what is the value for all stakeholders, not just trying to drive the money value for stockholders, but all stakeholders. And women are more inclined to make decisions that take the interests of multiple stakeholders into account. And they really help the directors become more compelled to act in the best interest of everyone who is involved in that corporation.
Folks, we're here chatting with Jerry Vereen and Needy Dewan, and they are with Atlanta 2020 Women on Boards, and seeking to improve the proportion of women that are on boards in this area in particular. Maybe you can talk a little bit more about that. You quoted a national statistic. Well, what do we look like around here in Atlanta and in Georgia?
Sure, John. Great question. And, you know, I'm proud to say that Georgia is doing quite well compared to many other states. In our state, we are, I think last year when we finished our research, we were at 21.1% of board seats held by women. And I think if you look around, some of the largest companies had more than 20% on their board who were women. So you look at Aaron's Inc., Carter's, NCR Corporation, and several others who have, you know, without any outside pressure, they have been doing this because it's the right thing to do. It's the right decision for their employees, for their stakeholders, and for the overall profitability of the company as well.
Let's talk I'm glad to know Georgia hit the goal too. So that's great to celebrate as well. Let's talk a little bit about the local organization itself and kind of how you're what you're looking for. I know you've got an event coming up. So we want to talk about that here again as we tape the show in September 2020. Talk about the event you've got coming up.
Yeah, great. And thank you for bringing us back to the big event. So what we're doing, our organization is really it's become a global organization, and it's around research and advocacy for driving gender diversity. On November the 12th, we're going to have a global broadcast where our attendees will hear and learn from global thought leaders on how we can work together to collectively advance more women on corporate boards. Then following the global conversation on the 12th, we're going to have live virtual events in over 30 cities across the globe during the weeks of November 16th through 20th and December 1st through 4th. Every event will focus on that state's latest research on boards, and it will feature VIP keynote panelists and a breakout session led by board director coaches. The Atlanta event is going to be held at 11:30 a.m. on 12/4, and we've got a wonderfully diverse keynote panel with powerful and influential women from around the Atlanta area. It's going to be a phenomenal event. And we're going to follow that by breakout sessions so that each woman will be seated with, we call it virtual tables, if you will, no more than 15 people. And they'll have a director coach where they're going to learn more about how they can join boards and support the global conversation.
Wow, that's great. Now, we're going to do this again at the end of the show, but let's go ahead right now and give a website for that event.
Absolutely. It's 2020wob.com. Mm-hmm. So that's 2020 Women on Boards, but it's 2020WOB. And you can go find the events, and then you can look for the city events to find Atlanta to go ahead and register. You can also feel free to reach out to Needy or myself, and we both have our email addresses on that city page. And we're happy to answer any questions anyone has and certainly encourage attendees or sponsorships, without a doubt.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Again, folks, we'll give that information again at the end of our time with Jerry and Neeti, but want to get that out there right now. And it'll also be in the show notes. I want to just switch gears here just for a second and talk to women that are not on a board and would like to be on a board. Let's talk to those women. How can someone get on their first board?
So, John, with our organization, we provide two prongs to this process. The first one is through education. So we actually have an education event which spans over a week where women come and learn how they can get their board bios ready, what they need to do in terms of networking. Because honestly, today, the research shows that more than 80% of these board seats are filled through networking, through people's own networks. They don't go out to these firms, search firms to do this anymore. So we provide education to these women on how to get on these boards, as well as through networking, right? So our event on December the 4th in Atlanta will provide an incredible opportunity to network. So as Jerry had mentioned, of course, we have the panelists, but after that, we'll be in separate breakout rooms where people will be able to network with a small group of attendees, as well as director coaches who are currently either CEOs of companies or are corporate directors.
Yeah, and I would just add to that, that we also have recently created an alliance with an organization called Board Suited. And it's a new innovative online education. And it's a 6-month program, which will help women learn from other women who are currently on boards. And it's a wonderful program, and part of their proceeds also go to our organization. Because I believe I had mentioned that we're not a member organization, and we have one event per year to raise funds for the research and the support of women getting on boards.
It strikes me, and correct me if I'm wrong, it strikes me that you say, Neeti, that more women on boards, that trend has come because of networking more so than the search firms that we're used to. And that strikes me as really encouraging because that's something that women can take control of, right, in terms of how they they don't have to worry about getting past some gate they don't know exist, right? Things they can take into their own hands and actions that they can take into their own hands through networking, right? Does that make, do I have that right?
Yeah, on the money. In terms of that, it actually puts the onus on us women to be able to go out and do the networking. Because if you look at, traditionally, men have always networked, right? Either over golf games or poker or something healthier, but they always have. And I think with us women over the years, we have started to network as well, build our own networks, because that's as important as your technical ability to get your job done. And so, looking at who should attend this event, mm-hmm. It's not just women. Men who are out there who would like to get onto boards, this would be a great opportunity for them to join us as well on December 4th to learn about what the journey looks like and, what works well, what does not work well. What does a day-to-day job of a corporate director look like? And, who you need to network with in order to learn a little bit more about this journey. Somebody had asked me, how do I network and how do I try to get on a corporate board? So I'll give one tip, and which is look into your network through LinkedIn or other means and select 25 people who are either serving on corporate boards or are CEOs or have some connection to one of the two. After you make that list of 25, start reaching out to them by just talking about your interest of getting on a board as well and talk to them about their journey, right? And most important in this process is at least getting your corporate board bio ready. So what does that look like? You know, if you have not served on a Russell 3000 company board, that's okay. But you might have served on a lot of nonprofit boards. Put that on there. What about your technical abilities in certain areas? So cybersecurity is a big thing right now. People are looking for people with that expertise. You know, finance is always a big deal, right? For audit committees and so on. So, and I would just reach out and have people at least give you some feedback on your bios. Now that itself is taking some action towards that. And I'm a big believer in wherever the action goes, the energy flows.
I love it. I love it. Folks, we're here chatting with Needy Dewan and Jerry Vereen, and they're co-chairs of this event coming up here in a couple of months, Atlanta 2020 Women on Boards. I want to talk to both of you personally, if both of you would answer this question. Beyond the obvious reasons that you want to advance women, I mean, why is this personally this initiative something you're personally involved with? I mean, talk about your passions around it and your own journey and why you've gotten involved in the way you have. Jerry, maybe you can go first.
Sure. Thank you. What had been really interesting to me, John, is I had been working with a lot of executive women. And typically as part of my coaching practices, we always put together like, what's your plan? What do you want to be doing? What's your 5-year plan? And it kept cropping up. They were all interested in being on corporate boards. They felt that it was such a great next step for them to feel like that they were still really involved and bring a lot of their experiences and basically wisdom that they had developed into corporate boards. And I kept hearing it over and over. And I said, okay, there's a theme here. And I had the really wonderful opportunity to meet Needy, and she started telling me about the event. And I said, I am solidly in. And so here I am a year and a half later. And I love it. There's so much wonderful energy behind this. And whenever I mention this to any of the executive women that I work with, there's an immediate interest in this.
That's awesome. Needy?
Yeah. And for me, John, I've been involved with diversity initiatives for a very, very long time. And this is just very personal to me. You know, with myself coming from a very diverse background, I'm East Indian. I moved to the U.S. when I was 14 years old. And, you know, I've come across folks who are extremely supportive of women in business and a very small percentage that are not, right? So, for me, it became all about making a difference in other people's lives. And this would be through getting more women on corporate boards and, you know, making us loop back to what we discussed early on in the show is this is how we get more engagement from employees in a company. This is how you get diverse ideas for disruption and how to continue on. Jerry mentioned that when you have women on corporate boards, you have fewer bankruptcies. I mean, all of those not just benefit the men in the company, right? They benefit the whole company and then in a greater way our society. So for me, it's a very, very personal mission to see more women on corporate boards because they are very qualified and they have so much to offer.
This is awesome. Let's talk a little bit more as we're wrapping up here. Let's get to again the event itself and how folks repeat as we need to those folks that should be involved in this event, some of the details of it, how it rolls there on here, you know, in on that event in on December 4th, right? Will help folks in their journeys.
Yeah. So our December 4th event, again, as we said, go to our website, www.2020wob.com. You'll see a tab there for events. Click on that and you'll get to the Atlanta event where you can register. And when you register for Atlanta, you will also be given a complimentary ticket to attend our global event, which is on November the 12th. And in terms of who should attend, I would say men and women who are currently serving on corporate boards, men and women who want to get on corporate boards, as well as other leaders in all different levels who want to learn a little bit more from others and their wisdom. You know, we have a great panel. John, we've got corporate directors from World Fuel. We've got Clemson University, Goodwill, from Veritiv Corporation, Capital Bank Share, Delta Airlines. I mean, Home Depot, you talk about it. Mm-hmm. We've got some of the wonderful companies of Atlanta represented in our panel that's coming up on December the 4th.
Yeah, and you've got some, I mean, we can't name them all, but I know a few of them. I mean, you've got some great director coaches involved with your organization and others that are part of your leadership team. So it's as great as y'all's leadership is, you've got a great team.
Oh, yeah. We Jerry and I cannot do this on our own. You know, our success for this event comes from our great leadership team that we have in Atlanta, as well as, you know, our director coaches, Valerie Darling and Georgette Kaiser, who'll be helping us. So we are all in this together. We can't do this on our own.
That's awesome. Folks, this has been great. I encourage you to go sign up. And I want Jerry and Needy, either one of you, to one more time, let's give folks, as we wrap up, the website where they need to go and how they can be in touch if they're looking for more information generally and how to get plugged in between now and then.
Absolutely. As Needy has said, it's 2020 WOB, Women on Boards. .com. And if you go and look for the events and find the city page, you'll see Atlanta. On the Atlanta page, you'll find both of our email addresses. Feel free to reach out to us at any point in time, and we're happy to answer any questions anyone may have. This, as Needy said, is going to be a wonderful event, and every ticket will allow you to attend the national, or the global conversation. And you'll also have a ticket to your city of choice, and we hope it will be Atlanta as your city of choice.
Sure.
And we also have discounted tickets until October 15th. So we would encourage everyone to go ahead and sign up now and reach out to us if you have any questions at all.
John, would it be okay if I summarize some of our campaign goals as to why we exist?
Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our primary campaign goals are to make gender diversity in the boardroom a priority for all companies. Secondly, collaborate with these companies to add more women directors. And thirdly, to reach millions of people to create a tipping point for this change. And once this happens, everybody in our society benefits.
Yeah, thank you for adding that, because there's a wide constituency of groups and individuals and companies that ought to be plugged in on this. So even you men that are leading boards that need to be more diverse, you need to be plugged in here. So come on, let's go. Jerry Vereen and Needy Dewan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you,
John.
It's been great.
Yeah, thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got some headaches in your business that you need to get off your desk, off your plate, onto someone else that can help free up some time for you, they might be an administrative task or marketing, maybe some workshops you need planned. Here's the answer. Call Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. She is awesome. I know that personally. She's got a team of angels that she will select the best one for you, and they'll fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they've been virtual for 20 years, so they know how to work in this environment. They work on an ongoing or as needed basis, just whatever it is you need, they'll get it done. So call Essie at 770-442-9246 or go to officeangels.us. We've had two high-powered women on this show. She's another one, so she's terrific. Folks, go to northfultonbusinessradio.com to find all our shows. We're coming up on show number 300. We've been at this for over 4.5 years, and I would love it. It would be a big favor to me if you would go on your favorite podcast app, subscribe, and review the show and give us a great review, because it helps folks find the show. And it's not about me. It's about the business leaders like Neeti and Jerry that we've had on the show over these years. It helps folks find the show so they can benefit from their insights and their experiences. So if you could do that, that would be awesome. We're on all the major apps. So North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. And we're also on social media, so connect with us there on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. We're North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Jerry Vereen and Neeti Dewan, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.